It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, January 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, SCOTUS and OSHA. This is a ruling that the Supreme Court issued Thursday afternoon, which is why I didn't mention it Friday. Friday's report had already been produced by the time the Supreme Court issued the ruling. So you know by now that the Supreme Court stopped the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that companies with 100 or more employees have all those employees vaccinated or undergo weekly testing in order to keep their jobs, had to wear a mask on the job as well. Supreme Court voted 6-3, ruled 6-3, that the federal government does not have the authority to mandate that. But at the same time, the court allowed the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the United States. So think about the irony there. The Supreme Court ruled that healthcare workers are the only category of workers in the United States not allowed to make their own decisions about healthcare. Anyway, half a win is better than none, and the half that the Supreme Court ruled on was the preferred of the two, but still, it is so typical of Chief Justice John Roberts trying to find a middle ground in a politically acceptable compromise instead of looking at what the Constitution actually says and ruling based on that. Meanwhile, we learned last week that the Biden administration is making lists of religious vaccine objectors. A tiny administrative agency in the District of Columbia announced a new policy last week, Tuesday, that may well serve as a model for a whole-of-government push to put together lists of Americans who object on religious grounds to taking a vaccine against SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. The Pretrial Services Agency for the District of Columbia, which is a federal independent entity that assists officers in the District of Columbia courts to formulate release recommendations, provide supervision and services to defendants awaiting trial. They announced a new records system that will store the names and personal religious information of all employees who make religious accommodation requests for religious exemption from the federally mandated vaccination requirement. Now, the announcement issued by the Pretrial Services Agency doesn't explain why the agency needs to make the list. Essentially, the release says the agency needs to make the list to help the agency make the list. That's plain English what their public statement says. It also doesn't say what the agency plans to do with this information, and the announcement does not explain why the Biden administration chose to test this policy on a small agency that hardly anyone pays attention to. As of the time I accessed this story on Thursday of last week, it had only been viewed about 17 times total. We should also point out that this agency is a majority black staff and that, by and large, majority black Americans are more likely to be more religious than white Americans and also less likely to be vaccinated. So much for equity. Anyway, by rolling this out in an agency that nobody pays attention to, it appears that the Biden administration is trying to stealth test a policy that it intends to roll out across the nation, putting together a federal database of people with religious objections to the federal vaccine mandate. Topic number 4, supply chain. Shoppers across the country here in the U.S. finding shortages of basic foodstuffs. This is an ongoing issue that we've been dealing with, partly due to COVID, Omicron as it's hit and has laid workers low. Severe weather in parts of the country also leaving shelves bare across the country. This is also being made worse by inflation. You remember last week we mentioned that inflation hit its highest level in 40 years in December, 7% annually. This is an ongoing issue. It's hitting our local grocery stores, things that we were just used to getting without even having to think about it. Now we're having to go farther to find hashtag bare shelves Biden trending on social media last week. A different type of supply chain issue hitting Los Angeles and perhaps other parts of the country as well. The image you see on the screen behind me is a train depot on tracks in Los Angeles. Railway tracks in Los Angeles, looters are hopping on board trains at a downtown Los Angeles sorting depot and basically going through boxes of things to be delivered by UPS, things being shipped by Amazon, and just stealing everything they can from these rail cars. Thieves targeting cargo containers on the backs of rail cars in Los Angeles, looting goods from companies like Amazon and UPS, leaving empty boxes all over the rail yards. Union Pacific Railway has since begun cracking down on security measures to try to put a stop to this kind of this kind of theft. Topic number three, the end of the color revolutions. It's all over but the shouting in Kazakhstan, where a key prize in the struggle for control of the world island, which is a term used to discuss Europe and Asia together. Whoever controls the world island really controls planet Earth. And Kazakhstan is strategically positioned right between Russia, its northern neighbor, and China, its eastern neighbor. It's a key spot on the Belt and Road Initiative of President Xi. It looks like the uprising in Kazakhstan, which some observers blame on MI6 on behalf of Western interests, and by the way, MI6 well-entrenched in all of the stands in Central Asia, except for Turkmenistan, the location of that gaping, flaming gates of hell. Apparently, MI6 has been using its location in Central Asia and its connections in Turkey to work together with the Turks to try to flip Kazakhstan to a more Western, pro-Western government. Now, why would Turkey be interested? Well, first of all, remember, Turkey is a member of NATO, and NATO is using the, or was attempting to use the unrest in Kazakhstan to put Russia on the defensive during talks last week in Geneva and Brussels over the Ukraine situation. But Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also has these pan-Turkic ambitions of a pan-Turkic empire as he tries to rebuild the Ottoman Empire. Many of those Central Asian nations are ethnically Turkish. Turkmenistan, hence the name, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, etc. So the Turkish intelligence services and MI6 working together to try to flip Kazakhstan. This is something that neither Russia nor China is willing to tolerate. Russia's Vladimir Putin acted very quickly as they sent troops into Kazakhstan to put it down, apparently frustrating the ambitions of Turkey, NATO, and the West. We'll see now how NATO and the United States chooses to respond. The drumbeat for war over Ukraine continues to grow, and let's pray that it doesn't come to that. Topic number two, normalizing pedophilia. USA Today last week ran an article that presented pedophilia as, and I quote now, among the most misunderstood, end quote, conditions in American society, diminishing pedophilia as inappropriate, while promoting, quote, destigmatizing the attraction, end quote. Rebranding pedophiles as minor attracted persons. Social scientists say that the effort to erode the social taboo around pedophilia has been underway for years. This is a horror that should not be tolerated in any society, certainly not here in the West. Roughly 20% of all girls, 5% of all boys experience childhood sex abuse, according to the National Center for the Victims of Crime. USA Today subsequently deleted its Twitter thread about this article, saying that, quote, the initial thread lacked the context that was within the story, end quote. It's because basically Twitter blew up and said, USA Today, what are you doing? Pedophiles are sick and need to be isolated away from children, not normalized into society. And speaking of pedophilia, by the way, you saw the image of Jeffrey Epstein there. Queen Elizabeth II has stripped Prince Andrew of all his military titles, royal patronages, and the honorific His Royal Highness. He will no longer publicly be HRH, His Royal Highness Prince Andrew. He'll still be able to keep the HRH title within the family, which only means that he won't have to bow to his brother, Prince Charles, his nephew, Prince William, etc. He remains Duke of York, but he loses his titles, his royal patronages, and this is all according to Queen Elizabeth. Insiders say it was the Queen herself who wrote the press release announcing this. He's only the fifth royal in recent history to have the HRH title withdrawn, following Princess Diana and Sarah after their divorces, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. This all comes after, one day, by the way, after a U.S. judge rejected the prince's bid to have his sex abuse case thrown out. Again, his connection to Jeffrey Epstein now finally coming home to roost. Coming up, mask propaganda. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, they're getting really desperate to convince us we should all wear masks. A new study, this is according to a report in the Daily Mail, and again, I'm categorizing this as propaganda, claims that wearing a face mask makes you more attractive to the opposite sex. Yes, according to this new study, people wearing face masks are deemed to be more attractive than when they have nothing covering their faces. This is according to a study from Cardiff University. Researchers there claim that masks make both men and women more appealing to the eye. The study began in February of last year, asked 43 women to rate images of men based on attractiveness. Pictures were shown with two different types of face mask, and also with a book partially covering the face and nothing covering the faces at all. Women, according to the survey, found that men with a blue medical mask were most attractive. How to spread pro-mask propaganda without telling us you're spreading pro-mask propaganda. Well, one of the other supply chain issues we've been dealing with here at Skywatch TV, just publishers and printers all over the country have been dealing with this, is a shortage of paper and a resulting increase, sharp increase, in the price of paper. Also, lead times on getting books back from printers now has doubled over the last 18 months or so. And so Skywatch TV magazine is now becoming an e-magazine, an electronic magazine. We've been sending these out with orders, sending those out to people on our mailing list. But henceforth, you can access this at any time with your smartphone, tablet, laptop, computer, whatever. It is in PDF form, but here's the thing. It is hot-linked so that every ad, every story in the e-magazine is linked to make it easier to read. We'll take you to bonus content and so forth. You can access the magazine right now by seeing the QR. You see the QR code right here? Okay, the QR code on your screen. Just use your smartphone to capture that QR code. That will take you right to Skywatch TV's E! Magazine. I'll pause while you do that. Or, of course, you could just hit the pause button while you're watching this. That's probably a smarter thing to do. Anyway, Skywatch TV's E! Magazine is also linked at the website, so you can find it directly at skywatchtv.com. It's in the right-hand column at the website. Or, again, use the QR code here. And, again, no charge. It is absolutely free. And a different reading experience from actually having the paper copies. But again, because of the cost of paper and the cost of printing and the lead time on printing anymore, just producing an actual printed magazine going forward, really not practical, not best use of the ministry's resources. Skywatch TV e-magazine, QR code, or skywatchtv.com. Our friends of the Children's Special Offer, we are still offering this limited edition print Bible. You do want to have a print Bible around because you never have to wait for it to boot up. This is the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha and includes the Book of Enoch and large print. So when you get to my age, that is a real bonus. This, again, printed in limited quantities, and we're only offering this through our Friends of the Children special offer as we prepare for the 2022 camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Your help in completing some construction work there at the ranch is our thank you. You'll get this along with a special gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, which includes just a wonderful music disc from Joe Horn. Joe Horn is a world-class musician who has chosen this ministry over touring. He's chosen his family, really, over the road is what it is. In addition, for your gift of $300 or more, this Bible, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, and a $100 gift certificate to spend at the Skywatch TV store any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate from the Skywatch TV store, and some invitations to join us, tour the ranch in person, attend a taping here at Skywatch TV, your picture with the staff of the ranch and Skywatch TV staff, and more. You can find out more online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com is where we've got all the latest documentaries from Skywatch TV, including The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's excellent documentary on the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, the occult symbolism and the prophetic implications of the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. and the United States Capitol, much, much more. You can access these documentaries for as little as $3 instantly and in full HD. That is like four times the quality, by the way, of DVDs. So full HD, instant access, $3. Find out more and get access now at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our Israel tour, we backed it up thanks to COVID, travel restrictions, vaccine mandates. We're not having that, so we're pushing back to 2023. March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and me, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, co-hosts of Simply His, and our good friend Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv will be joining us. Join us in the Holy Land and see Israel in a unique way. We will show you sites on the tour that other tours will not visit. The Altar of Joshua, literally Joshua's Altar, seriously, and others. You can find out more, get a sample itinerary, breakdown of costs, and reserve your spot for the 2023 Israel tour with Skywatch TV at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Josh Peck's documentary, The Great Delusion, that's the subject this week on our broadcast program for Skywatch TV as they talk about this mysterious disappearance of the Anasazi Indians. Josh Peck talking with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find the schedule for our over-the-air broadcasts for all of our programs, Skywatch TV, Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, all of that at skywatchtv.com/channels. But all of those programs, plus these daily news updates, are available right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV, as long as you have the Skywatch TV app for those set-top boxes. You can also add the Skywatch TV app to your smartphone or tablet. Do that, and we'll be there right in the palm of your hand alongside news the mainstream media wants you to miss, calendar of upcoming events, and under the news tab, you'll find free excerpts of my book, my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We just released, I think, part 20. And by the time we get to February and the broadcast shows about the book, you'll have pretty much most of the book out there on the internet. You'll find that under the News tab and on the mobile app. The mobile app works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And again, it is a free download. We've got links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.